themselves at this level. The last time Wisconsin played here was during COVID, and there were no fans in the stands. That was in 2020, and Wisconsin had their way with the Wolverines at that time. There were two Badgers on this current roster that played in that game. Preston Zachman, who unfortunately won't play today, but also Aaron Witt. Aaron Witt was a freshman on that team. But that feels like a long time ago, COVID at the Big House.
Sure does. All right, Patrick, thank you. When we continue, we'll hear from Jesse Temple of Badger Connect. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese are produced with four generations of our family's expertise and commitment. We start with the best dairy farms providing high-quality milk so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese, a proud partner of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
Hey, Badger fans, it's college football season, and SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of Hail Marys and walk-on heroes. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the action this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Let's go, Badgers! SeatGeek.
Hey Badger fans, this is Brian Butch. Just like the Badgers, Potosi Brewing Company knows what it means to be part of a winning team. That's why they created Varsity Golden Ale, brewed with Wisconsin Athletics in mind. And the results are in. In one short year, Varsity has become one of the top-selling golden ales in the state. Even better, sales of Varsity have created significant impact for Wisconsin student-athletes through NIL. So next time you're cheering on the Badgers, grab a Varsity Golden Ale and be part of the team.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese are produced with four generations of our family's expertise and commitment. We start with the best dairy farms providing high-quality milk so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese, a proud partner of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
It's Ford Truck Month in the state of Wisconsin, where we tailgate in sub-zero temps, spend our Friday nights at the old fish fry, and rely on the number one truck brand in Wisconsin to make it happen. Only in Wisconsin. Only in a Ford. Time to save big on the trucks that are made for our state. Truck Month starts now.
Based on S&P Global Mobility Retail U.S. new vehicle registrations for the truck vehicle type CYTD December 2024.
This Badger season is guaranteed to be jam-packed with big hits. The timely blitz and the tight window fits.
Touchdown!
So you need a pizza that'll be there for all the big moments. You need a Brewpub Lotsa Matsa Pizza. As a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, Brewpub Pizzas are built to win and made with the hungry in mind. Produced right here in Wisconsin, Brewpub Pizzas are a taste of home and loaded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. So sack one today from your local retailer and make game day memorable.
Back at Michigan Stadium in Ann Arbor, Mike Heller and I'm welcoming in Jesse Temple of Badger Connect. Jesse, we spent the last hour and fans have spent the last 2 weeks talking about what the start of October is with this team being 2-2 instead of 3-1. How significant was the loss against Maryland and what impact can that have as we start the month of October?
I don't think we can overstate the significance of that loss, and we know what was at play at the time. If Wisconsin had beaten Maryland, the Badgers would be 3-1 overall, 1-0 in the Big Ten, and ultimately I think fans are looking for a reason to have some optimism, and when you have a performance like that, it makes people wonder what's in store here for the next eight games. Now, this Wisconsin team has an opportunity to write its story the rest of the way. But you have to instill confidence not only in fans but in yourself that you can do something in some of these games. And obviously October is as tough a stretch as I can remember for the Badgers.
Jesse, today as you looked at this, getting ready for this matchup at the Big House just after an 11 a.m. kick, What's the biggest difference between these two rosters? How significant is the challenge that faces Wisconsin?
Oh, I think it's tremendously significant. Obviously, Michigan is a top 20 team. You have to go here into the Big House. But Michigan defensively has been very stout. They get after the quarterback. The offensive line has been very good. And, of course, you have Bryce Underwood, who is a sensational freshman. And so Wisconsin's challenge today is they've been very good defensively at stopping the run. You're going to have to be able to do that. And you're going to have to establish the run. And that, we, as we know, has been a challenge for an offensive line that has been banged up for the majority of this season. So it is going to be a tremendous test for Wisconsin here today.
Yeah, you just touched on it, but let's go a little bit further there. What does that recipe look like to have this be a game in the fourth quarter and maybe allow for the first ranked victory in the Luke Fickell era?
You can't have self-inflicted mistakes, and Danny O'Neill talked about it earlier this week. If you have that one big negative play, it wrecks a drive. Think back to the Maryland game, and I know that it was more than one play, but Wisconsin has a third down, and they're in field goal territory, and Danny O'Neill goes backwards and takes a sack for a 19-yard loss, and Wisconsin is out of field goal range. Again, that single play isn't why Wisconsin lost, but those kinds of things add up. If you have a snap that goes for a 23-yard loss, that wrecks the drive. So Wisconsin just has to put itself in position where it's manageable to get some first downs, to get some momentum. And defensively, I think this group really has to help keep Wisconsin in it in case the offense struggles.
Jesse, one of the things that we've talked about as a common theme throughout the last couple of years is offensive line play, which used to be the go-to for Wisconsin football. Are they good enough to hold up, especially with the four games that await them in October?
Well, we're going to find out again. I think if you're looking for optimism, Wisconsin has not necessarily shown it to date. But they've also had to start three redshirt freshmen, which hasn't happened at Wisconsin in a decade. And at some point, maybe you have to take some of those growing pains in the hope you'll be better later. Individually, there's a lot of talent. Riley Malman, Joe Brunner. Obviously, we know Jake Renfro has been in and out of the lineup. And with the freshmen that they're playing, very highly touted, they just have to play as one and hold up over time. So it's probably one of the bigger challenges that they faced. Obviously, they had one in Alabama, and it's not going to get any easier anytime soon.
Now, see, let me finish with this, and there's no easy answer to this, but it appears to me, and a lot of fans of this program, that the offense simply hasn't been good enough. The defense, I believe, looks like they've taken a step forward from what we saw last year and maybe the year prior. Can this offense, in its current state, be good enough to get this team a few more wins in the Big Ten season?
Boy, that's the million-dollar question here right now. Certainly what we've seen the last 2 weeks hasn't been good enough, and everybody will acknowledge that. Defensively, they've got to shore up the pass defense. It's one thing to be one of the best run defenses, but it's another if that comes at the expense of not being very good in the pass defense. But offensively, I think it's a balance that Jeff Grimes has to strike, and Luke Fickell was asked about it earlier in the week, some of those more exotic plays or trying to get out in space compared to trying to run between the tackles and establish your identity. They've got to hold up on the offensive line. That's where it starts, and the quarterback has to make smart decisions. They've got individual playmakers. They just have to start stringing some together to give themselves confidence that they can do this, because as you said, it's been a long time since Wisconsin has won a game of consequence like this.
Last time they were here, 2020, they won. The Big House was an empty house. It was COVID, and the Badgers won that behind Graham Mertz. See if they can't repeat some of that magic. Jesse, we always appreciate it. We'll look forward to again next week.
Thanks, Mike. Talk soon.
Ticking closer to kick time just after 11 a.m. The voices of Badger football, Matt LePay and Mark Tauscher, take over next. I'm Mike Heller. This is Badger football from Learfield.
WEA Member Benefits is proud to support Wisconsin public school employees. Founded by educators, for educators, everything we do starts with you. For over 50 years, we've provided trusted retirement and investment options, personal insurance, and financial planning programs exclusively for public school employees and their families. Visit WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Looking for some delicious new appetizers for watching Badger games at home? Jones Dairy Farm meatballs, bacon, Canadian bacon, Braunschweiger, and all-natural sausage can be worked into so many tasty recipes. Visit jonesdairyfarm.com/recipes to learn how to make cheesy sausage sliders, bacon-wrapped tater tots, creamy Braunschweiger dip, and more. Here's a quick one to try. Just take a bag of Jones all-natural chicken meatballs, drop them in a slow cooker with some buffalo sauce, grab your blue cheese or ranch, and that's it. Cheer on the Badgers with Jones.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring correctional officers with a starting pay of over $33 per hour, plus scheduled increases and plenty of advancement opportunities. Plus, hourly rates increase for those hired from medium and maximum security positions. To learn more and apply, go to wisc.jobs, that's WISC.jobs.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, Brew Pub Lots of Mozza Pizzas are your game day go-to. Loaded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese and, of course, bombarded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings. Snag a za while taking in all the action at Camp Randall Stadium or enjoy a delicious Brew Pub pizza in the lovely confines of your own home. Plus, new this season to the Brew Pub lineup, the Brew Pub Patriot Pizza that gives back to local heroes through the Tunnel of Towers Foundation. Great pizza for a greater cause and available at your local grocery store.
Badger fans, no matter how you spend your football Saturdays, it's always better with family, friends, and Chevrolet. Choose from award-winning SUVs like Equinox, blending style and versatility with a roomy interior that's loaded with intuitive tech and first-class comfort. Or Equinox EV, known for its affordability and capability, plus excellent range and remarkable performance. Visit BadgerlandChevy.com or see your Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Badger football is brought to you by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Favorite Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. Modelo, brewed for full-time Badger fans. And by Cenex, powered locally. This is the Badger pregame show.
An absolutely gorgeous day here in Ann Arbor. Not a cloud in the sky. Temperature 78 degrees right now. On our way to a high into the upper 80s as this game moves along, as the Wisconsin Badgers with their first Big Ten road game here today, taking on the Michigan Wolverines at the Big House in Ann Arbor. First trip for the Wisconsin football program here in 5 years. When last they met here, there were just a couple 300 folks in the stadium with the COVID restrictions. The Badgers romped the Wolverines on that night, 49-11. But man, how the fortunes of both programs have turned dramatically ever since. Michigan in 2023, a national championship club. This year, they're 3-1. A couple of bounce back wins after losing to Oklahoma, a get right game against Central Michigan, and then an impressive win against Nebraska down in Lincoln. Both the Badgers and Michigan coming off byes, back in action here today. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is WRCE AM 1450 in Richland Center, on FM at 107.7, on translator W299 CD, Richland Center.
Alongside Mark Tauscher, I'm Matt LePay from Michigan Stadium. Well, the big news for Wisconsin is the ever-rotating quarterbacks, and Hunter Simmons will get his first start as a Badger. He played 11 games in his career at Southern Illinois. We saw him come in late in the game 2 weeks ago against Maryland, and while the outcome was not in doubt, he spun the ball pretty well. And Marcus, a big ask for somebody who played 5 games, started 3 for the Salukis last season. That was first start as a Badger here in the Big House, but I guess if you're him, you got to say what a great opportunity now to show everybody what you can do.
Absolutely, and I think there's no right or wrong way as far as when you get that opportunity, you have to take advantage of it. And I think from, you know, Wisconsin's standpoint, obviously an incredibly disappointing loss a couple of weeks ago. You have the bye week, and what you're trying to figure out is how can we win some football games. So it's going to be a big ask. You know, Michigan has a very good front. It's on the road. But, you know, there's been plenty of quarterbacks that this is where you can kind of make your mark and really elevate yourself to that next level. And as a player, all you're ever looking for is just give me an opportunity to play. And then you go out and showcase what you can do. So the test will be big. But, man, when you have big tests, you can get big results. And that's obviously what we're all hoping for today.
And a big part of the message, as you would imagine, with Danny O'Neill, stay ready. Both repped a lot. Mm-hmm. This week, right? I mean, we were watching these guys out here. So, I mean, O'Neill with, I think it's fair to say, more mobility. So I wouldn't be surprised if we would see both here today. But if you're Danny, you know, it's a blow, right?
Sure.
You have been the starter. Now you're number two. But I mean, we've seen the number two has to stay ready.
Unfortunately, through the Luke Fickell era, we've seen that way more than anyone would want. You always want to have your preferred starter. But in this case, I think Danny has done some really good things, especially with his legs. So I would say you're going to probably, you know, see a little bit of everybody. But, you know, this is the case where when you see at the end of games, and a lot of times fans will say, well, that was mop-up time, that was this. It gives you an opportunity to showcase not only to the coaches but to your team and to the fans that, hey, let's take another look at what we can do. And when you're struggling a little bit, you're always looking to find a spark, and when the quarterback position can provide that, it can uplift an entire team. So yeah, we'll see how things go today, but I think it's going to be a great opportunity to showcase, you know, what Hunter Simmons can do.
Kickoff set for 11:10 Central Time here in Ann Arbor. Stay with us. Coming up, our scouting report, as well as our Piggly Wiggly home field advantage. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
When you're on the move and looking for nonstop college sports action, get the Varsity Network app and take the game with you everywhere. Stream live play-by-play from schools across the country right from your phone, free. Catch hundreds of weekly podcasts, including shows from your favorite teams, all in one place. From football Saturdays to midweek hoops, it's your all-access pass to the college sports world. Whether it's game day or just your daily drive, the Varsity Network app has you covered. Download now and listen live for free on the Varsity Network app.
For over 100 years, Thabit Cat has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local cat dealer, Thabit Cat provides new and used, heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Thabit Cat is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit ThabitCat.com or call your local Thabit Cat store for more information. Thabit Cat is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
Hey Badger fans, Truly Unruly is now a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. We've upped the ABV to 8% so you can take your parties to new heights with flavors like Tropical Twist, Berry Blast, Citrus Crush, and Strawberry Smash. Unruly is the ultimate party starter. Whether you're watching the game from the stands, the screen, or just here for the tailgate, grab an Unruly and let the fun begin. Hard Seltzer with other natural flavors. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, LLC, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Everyone wins when we take care of the environment. GFL delivers affordable, sustainable waste handling solutions to keep customers green for life. Diverse services include commercial waste and recycling collection, roll-off dumpster rental, and more. Customizing options to meet your specific business needs. GFL is the total solution. A local, trusted service provider in solid waste collection, recycling, and disposal services, providing you with safe, dependable, and efficient solid waste and recycling services. Green today, green for life. GFL.
Giving back to the community is a pillar of Wisconsin athletics and one that we're proud to emulate here at Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza. As a proud partner of Wisconsin athletics, Brewpub is proud to announce our support of local heroes through our partnership with the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. With every purchase of the new Brewpub Patriot Pizza, we're helping support veterans, first responders, law enforcement officers, and their families during difficult times. Look for the new Brewpub Patriot Pizza today in your local grocery store and enjoy a great pizza for a greater cause.
You're listening to Wisconsin Football.
There he goes, 10-5 touchdown.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You face a lot of challenges every day. Getting the right rental equipment for the job shouldn't be one of them. At Fabic Rents, we're built to support all your rental needs. We're ready when you are with tools and equipment, expert advice, and exceptional service wherever the job may take you. Our job at Fabic Rents is to make your job easier. Get what you need when you need it. Are you ready to get started? Find out how easy it is today. Visit FabicRents.com. That's FabicRents.com. Fabic Rents, ready when you are.
Big Ten football returns to Madison this fall. The Wisconsin Badgers battle Iowa, Ohio State, Washington, and others to defend Camp Randall this season. From the grind of every snap to the roar of jump around, Badgers leave it all on the field. Be a part of all the tradition Wisconsin football has to offer. Single game tickets are available now at uwbadgers.com or by calling 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Together, we're Wisconsin like that.
Our pregame coverage continues from Ann Arbor, Wisconsin, against the 20th-ranked Michigan Wolverines, a team that 2 weeks ago had a close game with Nebraska, close on the scoreboard, but it really felt as though Michigan controlled the game, rolling up 286 rushing yards. Their top two running backs were explosive. Justice Haynes, a transfer from Alabama, averaging better than 8 yards a carry. And Jordan Marshall, a sophomore, he's averaging close to 5.5 per carry. The biggest name, though, is their freshman. Very talented, and it appears very highly compensated. Bryce Underwood, freshman out of Detroit, was going to go to LSU, and then Michigan stepped up, or third party stepped up. All legal, by the way. This is not throwing shade. But they brought him back to the home state school. And Tausch, while his passing numbers are modest, he is really gifted. His receivers at times haven't helped him. And now he's showing some more mobility. I mean, you could see why the LSUs, the Michigans, and others really wanted this guy.
For being a true freshman, and you just first thing that jumps out at you is his size. He's a grown man, which, you know, typically that's what, as you get older in college, you grow. So he is going to be a big he's going to be a huge challenge for this defense. And, you know, I think today, looking at kind of a roadmap for Wisconsin to, you know, keep this thing close and have an opportunity to win, the strength of this football team so far has been stopping the run. Now, have they faced a test? You just went through their running backs, the quarterback. It is going to be their biggest test by far of what we saw. And I thought it was interesting. I don't think Michigan is not going to come in here and say, oh, we can't run the football. They've been very clear listening to their coaches this week. It is, well, Nebraska was a top five rush defense, and you just listed the stats that they were able to run. So it is a daunting test for this group, and this group has been the best part of the Wisconsin Badger football team through 4 weeks. Stout up front, but the test today is going to be very big.
And Michigan has been running it well with two backups playing the guard spots, Nathan Afobe and Jake Guanera, who very well could be in the first five as well, as they've had Giovanni El Hadi has been out, Brady Norton as well. They're very good, but the other two guys have stepped in, and it doesn't appear as though they have skipped the beats. So that's the Michigan story on offense. We'll get into the defense a bit more in a moment. It has been really good. It was very disruptive a couple of weeks ago against the Huskers in Lincoln. They're coached by Sharon Moore, back on the sideline after serving the two-game suspension. And he is back in there now. Biff Poggi stepped in as the interim. And
what a name for a coach.
It's a great football
Biff.
Guy. Football
Poggi.
Guy. Yep, has had that look. True football guy. Second year as the head man for Sharon Moore. He has been on the Michigan staff, though, going back to 2018. He was an offensive lineman in his playing days, was in junior college a couple of years, and then played guard for Oklahoma back in 2006 and 2007. But as the Badgers try to find their way, just a nugget, the Blue Bloods can struggle too, and it might seem like ancient history, but you go back from 2008 to 2014, Michigan's overall record was 46-42. That's it. And we mentioned the Wisconsin-Michigan game of 5 years ago. The Badgers smacked them around on a few other occasions as well. So they went through their struggles, and obviously that's in the rearview mirror with the way they have been playing, building it up to the championship season of 2 years ago. And while they weren't great last year, they were great at the end, beating their rivals, Ohio State, and then beating Alabama in the bowl game. And with that, let's get to our home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Shop the pig. We talked, Tausch, about Wisconsin's defensive front and the task in front of it. Wisconsin's offensive line is, again, and there are going to be some changes. Davis Hines is going to play center. We'll see Kerry Kodanko at right guard, it looks like. That's how it was unfolding during the week against a Michigan defensive front that, to say the least, is a problem.
They got some guys. That's how, you know, that's the old phraseology, and they lost a couple of first-round picks off that group last year. But they just keep on rolling. So the task, and you're talking about revamping the offensive line again for really it feels like every week. It's kind of that same thing, and then quarterback. So it's going to be a huge challenge, and that's where I think you lean on trying to find some things to soften things up, whether it's screen passes and, you know, end arounds. We've seen a lot of that early in this season. But to sit here and say that I think you're going to line up and just bludgeon people up front, I think that you're going to have to do some other things to kind of get started, because Michigan is really good up front.
Jayshon Barham is a name that I might be calling a lot.
I hope not.
He's
a problem.
They move him around like a chess piece, and he's really, he was linebacker. He's in the edge now, and just one of those guys who wears number one, kind of like that dude in Green Bay. So we'll see if Wisconsin somehow, some way, can offer some similar resistance as teams will be trying to do against Micah Parsons throughout the course of the season. But it's a really good group, and they're only giving up 77 yards per game on the ground as well. So piece of advice, home field advantage. What do you tell? Well, you got a guy playing center for the first time in a game in his college career, and a quarterback who's making his first Big Ten start in the Big House. Your advice would be?
Good luck. No, the big thing is, don't make it bigger than it is. You snap the football and go about your business. And I think it's, you know, a lot of this, I think, is going to be get it off to a fast start, get the ball out of the quarterback's hand quickly. What you don't want to do is put guys in position to fail early in a game. You want to run the football. You want to run a lot of bootlegs. You want to move the pocket and get some confidence and get some things going. But, yeah, you mentioned Barham. There are a bunch of guys that you have to make sure they're accounted for. And what you do is you lean on your veteran guys. Yep. You lean on Malman. You lean on Brunner. And then you try and help everybody and figure that piece of it out. And you just need to have something positive happen early, gain some confidence. I think fast start today is going to be critical.
All right, that is your home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Shop the pig. Stay with us. Up next, our player profile presented by Badgerland Chevy. Find your next truck, SUV, or electric vehicle at badgerlandchevy.com. We'll hear from redshirt freshman cornerback Emilio Agard in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Looking for seed that performs? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans deliver top-tier performance, field-tested reliability, and trusted local FS expertise. Your local FS crop specialist is here from planting to harvest, helping you get the most out of every acre, every season. Seed that performs, support that delivers. Ask your local FS crop specialist about FS Envision and FS High Soy, or visit fsc.com to learn more.
Hey Badgers, ready to one-up your rivals off the field? Abbott and the Big Ten are back with the We Give Blood Drive. By showing up to donate blood, you can help your school win $1 million for student or community health. Score a limited edition home field designed Wisconsin t-shirt, and most importantly, save lives. Go to bigten.org/Abbott to find a donation location and put Wisconsin in the lead. That's bigten.org/Abbott.
For over 100 years, David Catt has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local Catt dealer, David Catt provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Fabic Catt is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FabicCatt.com or call your local Fabic Catt store for more information. Fabic Catt is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
Few things can match a rockin' fifth quarter after a big Badger victory, but a pregame tailgate bash at Camp Randall with a grill full of Usinger sausage is awfully close. Hi, this is Robin Yao. A parking lot filled with the delicious aroma of Usinger sausage cooking up on a crisp, cool fall day is a Wisconsin football tradition. Nearly 150 years of making Wisconsin's finest sausage guarantees you've got the best. The elf on the label means quality on your table.
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
You face a lot of challenges every day. Getting the right rental equipment for the job shouldn't be one of them. At Fabic Rents, we're built to support all your rental needs. We're ready when you are with tools and equipment, expert advice, and exceptional service wherever the job may take you. Our job at Fabic Rents is to make your job easier. Get what you need when you need it. Are you ready to get started? Find out how easy it is today. Visit FabicRents.com. That's FabicRents.com. Fabic Rents, ready when you are.
Big Ten football returns to Madison this fall. The Wisconsin Badgers battle Iowa, Ohio State, Washington, and others to defend Camp Randall this season. From the grind of every snap to the roar of jump around, Badgers leave it all on the field. Be a part of all the tradition Wisconsin football has to offer. Single game tickets are available now at uwbadgers.com or by calling 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Together, we're Wisconsin like that.
As our pregame coverage continues from Ann Arbor, it's time for today's player profile. This week, we visit with redshirt freshman cornerback Emilio Agard out of Philadelphia, PA. Quite the high school program. State championships were pretty much a regularity with the teams that Emilio was on. Check out some of his teammates. They include, but are not limited to, Kyle McCord, Marvin Harrison Jr., and Jeremiah Trotter Jr. So when they win state championships, it's not like it was ever in doubt, at least the way he viewed it.
Never. I knew on the other side of the ball. Without even Marv and Kyle, Samir Higgins, he's at Duke right now. He's a fifth year. Malik Cooper, he was at Temple before. He's at Wagner now. But that whole offense and then our defense was stacked. Keenan Nelson Jr., who's at Ohio State now, we had him. Who else? Josiah Trotter, the younger brother who's at Missouri now, starter. So it's just a bunch of guys, man, and I never had a doubt. I end up going to four state championships, losing one, so I have three. But, yeah, I never had a doubt with my team.
So in practice, your freshman year, but you were starting. But yeah. In practices, were you checking Marvin Harrison?
Yes. Sad to say that I never got a good rep on Marv. I probably covered him, but he's catching the ball. And if I didn't cover him well, he's blow by me and he's catching the ball. But taught me a lot of lessons, especially with Kyle McCord throwing the ball. Every ball is going to be perfect. So I had to be in the right spots at the right times. And that just helped me build my confidence because I know, like, if I could go against one of the best receivers in the country, then I could go against anybody. And I feel like that prepared me to where I am now, just having the confidence, like, hey, I don't care who lines up in front of me. And I can take the challenge.
I wonder if anybody had a good rep at the high school level, any opponent against Marvin. It was hard enough for college and obviously now in the NFL. But
yeah.
Probably a pretty short list.
Probably one. I'll probably say Elias Ricks, who was at LSU in Alabama, and okay. Now he's on the Eagles now. So,
One of the things that's really exciting about watching this team right now, Emilio, is we talk a lot. We visit with Emerson Mandel, redshirt freshman. There are a lot of veterans here, you know, some via the portal. But there's a lot of young guys, too. You, Cairo Skanes, and we could, you know, go on and on. You guys talk about that much, like the ability to grow together and really do some pretty fun things here?
Not right now. We're more focused on this year. Mm-hmm. But definitely when we were coming in as true freshmen and the coaches were recruiting us in the recruiting process, they told us, like, hey, we're recruiting you guys for a reason. Like, I think I was Fick's first true class. He came in 2023 with that class, but he only got like 2 months to actually recruit them. So my class was the really first class he had and the second, like, all time. And then Cairo's class was the third class, or the second class he had, really. So, I mean, he poured a lot into that group. So we know what he expects from us in the next year or so. But right now we're focused on this year, but it's going to be special.
Do the older guys, if it's Ricardo Hallman, I know Nizer, that you know, hope for the best for him here.
Yes,
but
yes.
Those veteran guys who have been around a little bit, you pick their brains whenever you can.
All the time. Me, Rico, and I always are on the phone. I probably say, like, I call them separately because, you know, they're grown. They got stuff to do. But, yeah, I built the relationship with them, especially this offseason.
Responsibility. Hint. It's Trump.
The Maggie Don Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
So much. Like, without him and Rico, I wouldn't be here. Even after my interception, those guys, I just hugged them on the sideline. I wanted to cry so bad because I was just like, yeah, I don't know how much y'all helped me.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Board Lord, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. Good morning, live stream. On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Today is the final day of our multi-state text to win. Go for the green and gold contest. Get your phone, open up the Civic Media app if you haven't yet, and text in the word luck. L-U-C-K. Text in the word luck, and you are in the running for our daily prize, $200 in cash, gold jewelry, and then up for the grand prize, two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay in Minnesota November 23rd at noon with a gas card to get you there and back. So text in the word luck. You have until 10 o'clock via the Civic Media app. Text in the word luck, L-U-C-K. Tom Hartman will have your next keyword for you in the 11 and 1 o'clock hours, so stick around for that. Right now, we're going to talk scams, baby. We're heading towards the holidays, and Lisa Schiller is here from the Better Business Bureau. Good morning, Lisa. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, guys. Good to be here always. How much time do we have to talk about scams?
I know.
Honestly, if it keeps us from talking about politics for like an hour, I'm fine.
I saw this in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Tamia Folks had this byline, and the story says, this app says you can win money by playing games. Wisconsin users say they are not getting paid. Now, I do play games occasionally, Lisa, on my little notepad, whatever, and I'll see those ads pop up. Play our game. We'll pay you $700 billion. And, you know, and it sure looks like it's a great thing, and I was always taught if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah, that's my line. That's my line, James. If it sounds too good to be true, it usually is. So this is a company that actually has had a Wisconsin address. It's called Coors Playful Reward. And we started hearing about them in April. The consumers were coming to us from all over the country and in Canada.
In your head anyway, and you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Badger fans, just like a great football team needs a solid game plan, your retirement needs one too. This past July, lawmakers passed what some are calling the One Big Beautiful Bill, and it could have a major impact on your retirement strategy. From changes to required minimum distributions to new savings opportunities, the rules of the game are shifting. That's why at Drake & Associates, we want you to have a playbook. Our Retirement Ready Toolkit includes my book, Get Retirement Ready, along with complimentary guides to help you prepare. All you need to do is text TAX, T-A-X, to 262-578-5657. That's 262-578-5657. Don't wait until the fourth quarter of your financial life. Make sure you're retirement ready today. Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Advisory services offered through Drake & Associates LLC and SEC-registered investment advisor. Badger Sports Properties LLC is neither a current client nor an affiliated entity of, nor does it endorse Drake & Associates LLC. The Wisconsin Athletics is a paid sponsorship program.
Preparation. It's the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field,
you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger Pride, powered locally.
Big Ten football returns to Madison this fall. The Wisconsin Badgers battle Iowa, Ohio State, Washington, and others to defend Camp Randall this season. From the grind of every snap to the roar of jump around, Badgers leave it all on the field. Be a part of all the tradition Wisconsin football has to offer. Single game tickets are available now at uwbadgers.com or by calling 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Together, we're Wisconsin like that.
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You said you'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle. Or forget extra diapers. You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face. Never, ever become a minivan mom. So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, know it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
We just kind of knew from the beginning that we were family.
They showcased a sense of love that I never had before. I mean, he's not only my parent, like, he's like my best friend.
At the end of the day, it's all been worth it. I wouldn't change a thing about our lives.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Pre-game show continues from Michigan Stadium, a.k.a. the Big House, here in Ann Arbor. The Badgers and 20th-ranked Michigan here today. Time for our Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb. And while we all eagerly have our hopes for Wisconsin football to get things cranked up the way everybody wants them to see, let us not forget that there are a lot of other sports on the UW campus, and there are a lot of other sports, Patrick, that are excelling here right now.
Yeah, I'd like to use this segment to give a little bit of highlights when warranted across the athletic department, and now's a really good time for that. Nine different teams are ranked in their respective polls right now, which is a huge number considering some of the spring sports aren't even going yet. Women's hockey, number one. They opened their season with their third straight win yesterday, and they hung their eighth national championship banner. Men's hockey opened the season with a win last night over Lindenwood, a 3-0 shutout. Volleyball is up to number seven in the country, nine straight wins. They've only dropped one set over that stretch of nine straight wins. Men's cross country ranked fifth in the nation. Women's cross country, 19th in the country. Women's soccer, 24th. They had back-to-back top 10 wins last week. The wrestling program is 20th in the preseason poll. Women's swimming, number 17. Men's swimming, number 22. And huge congrats to women's tennis duo Maria Shalakova, or they call her Masha, and Lucy Urbanova, the first Badgers to win a national championship in doubles ever. They won the ITA doubles championship last weekend. Really, really big honor. Really cool for those two ladies. And then lastly, men's basketball. They have not released a preseason poll yet. My suspicion thinks they're going to be in it, even if The Athletic thinks they're going to finish 11th out of 18 in the Big Ten. But maybe that's a good thing. I think this team always does well when people expect less out of them.
Yeah, the Brewers are underdogs, too, every series they play. It's good. It's where you want to be. You know, you want to be that. You want to be the one proving everybody wrong, which the Brewers and the Badger basketball team is in a pretty good habit of doing that. Let's turn our attention back to football today. Tausch and I were talking about the latest chapter of daunting tasks ahead of the Badgers here today in that offense against that Michigan defensive front. We've talked about, Patrick, you know, the Badgers giving themselves a chance, and one way to do that is to avoid second and third and long.
Yeah, no question, and that was a real big problem against Maryland in Wisconsin's last outing. You know, Daniel O'Neal was sacked six times. He finished with 18 carries for minus 7 yards. Those 18 carries were not a lot of designed runs. They were scrambling for his life, and many of those were behind the line of scrimmage, and it just really jams up what you're trying to do offensively. The second drive, they had second and nine, took a 7-yard sack, made it third and 16. The next play was an INT. Later in the first quarter, they were across midfield, had a second and three snap, went over ahead for 23-yard loss. Now it's 3rd and 26. They end up punting. Fourth quarter, 3rd and 12 from the Maryland 21. They even got into red zone for 1 second, took a 19-yard sack, ended up having to punt. Those have been crippling for this team. I found it interesting, though, against Maryland, through the first three quarters, they ran the ball on 15 of 23 first down snaps. In the first half, 12 of the 14 first down snaps were runs. And they experienced success with it, averaging over 5 yards a carry on those first down runs. So I just thought that was interesting and maybe something that they will try to continue today. And this is a tough team to run the ball against, but they certainly were committed to it early in the downs. And then they had these negative plays that got them off system. Last thing on the negative plays and avoiding them on the season, Wisconsin has had a negative play on 22 of 43 drives through their four games. So just about half of their drives have had a negative play. Of those 22 drives where they've had one, only three have resulted in points. So counter that, 23% of the drives without a negative play have resulted in points. So if you're looking for kind of those things to keep an eye on today is, can they play ahead of the sticks? And maybe that's going to lead to success.
Finally, one of the things that we're trying to do, and we heard from Emilio Agard a few minutes ago, redshirt freshman, playing corner in that rotation for Wisconsin. We visited with Cooper Catalano. We'll hear from him in the pregame show next week. Mason Poza, another young guy. We've seen him make some plays on the field, and a very interesting story, not to mention a very promising young player.
Yeah, so it's Hispanic Heritage Month, and it seems like a great time to share an interesting story that I just learned about this freshman linebacker. So his heritage is Argentinian, Mexican, and Spanish. His parents are first-generation Americans. His mother's parents are from Argentina. On his father's side, his grandfather, Antonio Poza, born in Spain, and after serving in the Spanish military, he became a professional wrestler, or a lucha libre.
Nice.
Those are wrestlers that are known for their theatric flair, the acrobatic moves, the masks, the costumes, the capes, the whole thing. Antonio was most famously known. He won the National Wrestling Alliance World Championship in 1962 in Mexico City. But he wrestled all over the world, Africa, Germany, England, Italy, France, among others. Mason's grandmother on his father's side, Carmen, she was born in Mexico, moved to the U.S. as a kid. She was back vacationing for spring break in Mexico, where she met Antonio while he was touring in Mexico. She was 18. He was 28. The two were married 3 months later. They stayed married for the next 59 years until Antonio passed away in 2022. After his wrestling days, Antonio and Carmen took over the family's tamale business in Santa Fe, New Mexico. The restaurant and catering company is still thriving. Today it's called El Merendero Poza's, loosely translated to the snack place by Poza's. And I checked, you can get the tamales shipped anywhere in the world if you want. SantaFeTamales.com.
Tausch is taking diligent notes.
You want me to say
there.
That again?
I'm going to lie to you. Very interesting. That was some great little notebook nuggets.
I thought
right
it was
there.
Worth sharing the Mason Poza story. Not only that, he can play, and we're going to see him a lot on third down trying to rush the passer.
Well, clearly, we need to visit with Mason Poza very soon.
Maybe get some tamales.
Yeah, that's always an angle.
He said his dad still has the Lucha Libre costume of his grandpa. He said his dad has it somewhere, the mask, the cape, the whole thing. I'd love to see it someday.
That is outstanding. He's Patrick Herb. That's today's Badger Notebook. A++ effort here today. Coming up, our pregame chat with head coach Luke Fickell, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Few things can match a rockin' fifth quarter after a big Badger victory, but a pregame tailgate bash at Camp Randall with a grill full of using your sausage is awfully close. Hi, this is Robin Yao. A parking lot filled with the delicious aroma of using your sausage cooking up on a crisp, cool fall day is a Wisconsin football tradition. Nearly 150 years of making Wisconsin's finest sausage guarantees you've got the best. The elf on the label means quality on your table.
Jess Sims is always looking to take her performance to the next level.
Palms facing you, then you're going to switch.
You got this, Jess.
We got this.
And she needs her money to work as hard as she does. That's why she uses U.S. Bank Bank Smartly Checking and Savings, which does exactly that, helping her track her spending and grow her money.
The mental work.
Together we'll achieve more than any of us could alone. That's the power of Jess, and this is the power of us. Visit usbank.com today to get started. Member FDIC, copyright 2025 U.S. Bank.
I love Minnesota.
This is Hero Gravel. The lamps on bluffs, incredible.
Minnesota is a cyclist's dream.
Here's the good part.
Plan your trip at exploreminnesota.com.
That was a fun ride.
What a view!
There's hiking,
I love how pretty all the different colors and layers.
And then there's fall hiking in Minnesota.
That's gorgeous.
Minnesota is a hiker's paradise. Plan your trip at exploreminnesota.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring three powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
My mom has decided to learn to paint, and she's good.
My dad's now into creative cuisine, and I've already put on 6 pounds.
Learning new things comes with age.
My mom, she started forgetting my name and what we're talking about.
Forgetting well-known things doesn't. Memory loss may be a sign of Alzheimer's disease. Early detection gives you and your loved one time to plan for the future. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, sticky melody.
Careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Our pregame coverage continues. Time for our pre-opening kickoff chats with Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. And as usual, let's just dive right into the opponent. I know on your radio show you've talked about Bryce Underwood. We'll circle back to him in a moment. But they are running the ball really well. I know Nebraska, the game a couple weeks ago, they were top five in rush defense, and Michigan ran for 280 on them. And they're doing it with a couple backups. They're showing depth of their offensive line. They've really done a good job of getting back to that, though, right? Because they've had some great rushing teams in the last few years, and they look like they're on a pretty good path to that.
Yeah, again. No, I think there's a heck of a combination. I think they've done a great job physicality up front, and you know the backs are big play home run hitting guys, and so that combination has been really solid for them. Put into, you know, play obviously a quarterback that sometimes they don't talk as much about the elusiveness and his ability to run, but he's so good at that that there's something that's always there that still make defenses have to prepare and defend, which sometimes opens up even more for the running backs.
Yeah, it's been a key the last couple of ball games with him, right? The first couple games with Bryce Underwood, they didn't run him much, and then all of a sudden they start breaking that out. That gives all you guys something else to look at. Confirming what you probably knew about him anyway, his ability to use his feet when he chooses to, right?
No, and that's the thing. It's when it's there, and that's what you have seen a little bit more from the maturity probably from him is, you know, taking those things that are there. And I think that's where that balance can be of a guy.
is a quarterback and wants to continue to be a quarterback, but recognizing some of the things that, you know, make it more difficult on the guys that are defending him. So that's where that balance has been, you know, really, really good on their part, and that's why they've rushed the ball for so, you know, I think so many yards.
And on the defensive side, I know that your guys, you've got depth, you've got more size on the interior. It looks like they've got much the same, a lot of big dudes on their defensive line, and they can roll in several in there and not have a big drop off.
They do a really good job. Like I said, I think they got some depth on both the interior and the edges defensive line wise, and you know, obviously having two first round draft picks leave, you would have thought maybe there was some, you know, some drop off of some sorts, but I think they've done a really, really good job at being prepared to replace those guys with other guys that, you know, obviously don't miss much.
We talk about NFL influences. I know you've mentioned that with quarterbacks. We're seeing them more under center maybe here of late at the college level. Their defensive coordinator, Wink Martindale, he's been both. He's an Ohio guy from Dayton, Ohio, but he's coached a lot in the NFL as well as college. Is it fair to say that there's some NFL influence to what they're trying to do on the defensive side, or is that too general?
Yeah, I would say so. I think that you do see some of that, and I don't know the NFL game quite as much, but I think you do see some of that, you know, with just the edges and the width, but they have the ability to be able to do that with some wide edges but still be really, really good against the run. I think obviously that has to do with personnel too, but I would say that there's definitely a flair of what you've seen the last couple years with some ties to the NFL.
You've been asked 1,001 times at least about the schedule and how it unfolds here in the month of October. Big time opportunity though, isn't it? Is that maybe as much of a message as anything to your guys? Say, look at what you've got a chance to do here starting now.
It is, and that's what we've got to be able to grasp onto. And not saying that anything's easy. Nothing's going to be handed, but just recognizing, not just, you know, worrying, but recognizing the opportunities that are in front of you and being able to find a way to take advantage of those opportunities in many ways, growing, getting better, and then finding ways to play the game, you know, and win games. And I think that's where, you know, sometimes we get too tied up in just the destination and we forget about what the process of this looks like and what the opportunities look like, because sometimes just the big picture can be daunting and get too daunting.
And you've seen that enthusiasm, the bounce and the step throughout the practices leading up to this. You like what you're seeing there.
That's it. And that's where you, even some of those guys that you know, want to play, haven't maybe been able to play just yet, that sometimes their eyes get a little bit bigger than maybe they can actually do. And so that's where that balance has come in for us to say, hey, yeah, everybody wants to go play in the Big House. Everybody wants to play. Everybody wants to be in this 4-week run. But we also got to do it in the right ways.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Our pregame chat presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Stay with us. We'll check out the lineups and the schedule today in the Big Ten in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Whether you're cleaning up to host a backyard game day party or just powering through your fall projects, you can count on the performance of steel. From blowers to chainsaws, steel tools are built to go the distance. With legendary quality and real dealer support, you'll find the right tool and the right team for every job. Steel, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
On game day, there's nothing like tailgating, touchdowns, and Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Twisted Tea goes down smooth and tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. Cool, refreshing, and a 5% kick of alcohol. Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Look for the bright yellow cans where you buy beer. Keep it twisted, Badger fans, with Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Please drink responsibly.
Quarterback Jordan Love isn't just on the Packers. He's also on the American Family Insurance team. Because like us, he believes in dreaming fearlessly.
Just chase your dreams and don't let nobody hold you back.
And we help protect those dreams with the right coverage so you can
dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Rolling on with our pregame coverage from Ann Arbor, let's check out the Big Ten schedule outside of the Big House here today. One of the other early window games has Illinois coming off that game-ending field goal for the win against USC last week in Champaign. Brett Bielema's team travels to West Lafayette to take on the Purdue Boilermakers. That game will kick off in about 10 minutes. At 2:30 Central, Penn State coming off the gut-wrenching loss in overtime to Oregon at the Whiteouts in Happy Valley last Saturday, will travel out west to the Rose Bowl, taking on UCLA. The Bruins looking for their first win of the season.